And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 5th of December. December 5th is World Soil Day. One of the world's preeminent and leading soil scientists, Dr. Charles Kellogg, said, "Essentially, all life depends upon the soil. There can be no life without soil, and no soil without life. They have evolved together." Animal farming is the biggest cause of soil erosion and deterioration, which is directly threatening the availability of food essential to human survival. The U.S. is losing an unsustainable amount of nutrient-rich topsoil each year, in large part because of practices used to grow corn and soy for animal feed. The simplest solution is to tackle factory farming, a sector that has consistently avoided taking responsibility for its serious climate and environmental impacts. Livestock farming is responsible for 80% of soil acidification. The excessive amount of manure from too many animals leads to nutrient pollution, as soils are unable to absorb all the waste. The dangerous overuse of antibiotics in animal agriculture also has detrimental effects on the soil. Antibiotics reach soil through the spreading of manure and slurry from farmed animals. Once there, they cause a significant decrease in important soil microbes that help provide nutrients for plants, leading to a decay of soil fertility and crop yields. The release of With My Own Eyes documentary was on this day in 2019. Actress and animal rights activist Rooney Mara joined Animal Equality on an undercover investigation that takes place inside two factory farms where pigs and chickens raised for meat live in appalling conditions. This short documentary has a runtime of only 8 minutes, but powerfully reveals the inhumane conditions for the billions of animals currently trapped inside factory farms awaiting slaughter. "It's so much more awful than you could even imagine," Mara says as she takes a closer look at the factory's gestation crates, where pigs who have spent their entire lives repeatedly give birth until they're slaughtered without ever having felt fresh air. "All the different rooms that we went into just felt like hell on earth to me. But really, that maternity ward, especially the mother pigs, that was probably the worst place I've ever been," she says. Mara acknowledged that pigs are an easier entry point because they're more similar to humans and pets than animals like chickens. But her visit to a chicken farm crammed with 50,000 animals, which have been bred to grow too quickly to bear the weight of their own bodies, still makes her feel physically sick. "You have to meet people where they are, and you can't force people to change. All you can do is be an example," she says, after removing the face mask she wore to ward off the smell. "I don't know what the right way is, because this is horrific abuse that is happening, and it's destroying our planet. You have to at least acknowledge and look at what is happening to these animals." And the publication of How Not to Age, The Scientific Approach to Getting Healthier as You Get Older by Michael Greger, MD, was on this day in 2023. This instant New York Times bestseller uncovers evidence-based science to slow the effects of aging. Dr. Michael Greger, founder of NutritionFacts.org, reveals that we don't need big pharma to keep us feeling young. We already have the tools. Getting older does not have to mean getting sicker. There are 11 pathways for aging in our body's cells, and we can disrupt each of them. Learn how foods like tempeh, mushrooms, wheat germ, as well as onions, apples, kale, stop aging processes in the body. Dr. Greger presents simple, accessible, and evidence-based methods to preserve the body's functions that keep you feeling youthful, both physically and mentally. And here's a poem for today, My Youth, by William Henry Davies. My youth was my old age, weary and long. It had too many cares to think of song. My molting days all came when I was young. Now, in life's prime, my soul comes out in flower. Late, as with robin, comes my singing power. I was not born to joy till this late hour. My Youth by William Henry Davies. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that eating plants keeps us younger.